It's an Eyeball Show with 5 to 10. Commonwealth Games is finally here, and Sasha's been speaking to Jeeva and Amma.
What's the feeling in the team at the moment?
I think the team seem pretty relaxed, which is a good thing. We don't want to get too worked up. But we moved to the village, and there was lots of excited people. So that's good. And it's nice to have that buzz, and whether you're at your first games or you're... you've been to the games before, I think it's always exciting to see how it's been done, like what the accommodation's like. There's always little freebies and gifts, so like we got a towel and everyone was excited and those kind of things, so it's very exciting. Yesterday was a good day for us. We've been here for quite a while, obviously building up and training, so it was nice to have something fresh and different to come to yesterday. But I think everyone seems quite relaxed and chilled out.
Well, that's good for you as captain. But yeah, how are you finding it so far? Obviously, you've not had any games yet. Kind of what main message is it that you'll be giving to players like ahead of the matches?
One of my main things is just keeping people chilled out and relaxed. Just remembering it's only a game of netball. It might be the Commonwealth Games, but at the end of the day, it's just another netball match, and we play test matches, and people are composed and keep their heads and do all the things we have to do. So we've had a good run in the international season before now. So I think it's just about doing the right things, like everybody being responsible for themselves, not walking around too much, not eating too much. And I think once we nail all those other things, netball hopefully should take care of itself if we keep doing what we've been doing in the build-up for now.
Yeah. What has Tracy been saying to you? Is there a feeling of anything different, like, about this, or is it just kind of like stick to the plan and do what you've got to do?
I think it's just stick to the plan. We've been building. We didn't just select a team and come together recently. This has been building for the last 3 years, and so every time we play, we have a game plan, and then we adjust that game plan after we've played depending on what's happened. And so it's just a combination of all the opportunities we've had to train and play, and people being confident and knowing what they're doing, the ability to change if we need to. So yeah, nothing new,
I guess. Yeah, like, is there a message or anything that you would want to put across to the fans, like anything in particular that you want to say to them?
I think it's pretty tough being, as the games go on, it'll get more and more tough. I think people like to support anyone who plays against England, especially the Aussies will try, and if the Aussies in the crowd, I think we'll do that. So I think messages of support are really important, because people will obviously be reading those before we go to the game, and so just knowing that there are people supporting us and they want us to do well. So yeah, just getting behind us.
I think for me it's all about the journey, and definitely the group of girls that I'm with now, they're always what makes whatever I've been to, whether it's Quad Series, Test Series, World Cups or Com Games, so unique and so special. And I think the group of girls that we got at the moment and the team environment that we've managed to create and the culture here is, yes, we've got that performance element, but we're also enjoying everything that we do. And so for me, it's sort of risen on that buzz. And obviously, being the games that's in on the Gold Coast, in Queensland, the state that I now reside in, also makes it a bit more special, because it's more familiarisation for me in terms of, I know the area, I know the venues, things are very much the same in terms of even the people, the volunteers, the staff, which makes this one so special.
Commonwealth Games is like obviously different to other things like Netball World Cup and like test series that you have, but what is it that you would say that makes the Commonwealth Games so different to other international matches that you play in?
Yeah, I think it's no lie that everyone says this is a friendly games, and it really is. Like, even just walking around the village, everyone's smiling, everyone's saying hi. There's a little bit of a competitive glances at your sort of fellow teams that you've been playing up against from your sports, but definitely just the appreciation of seeing other athletes that we've perhaps watched compete in their events, whether it's at Olympics or at their World Cups, and now actually being able to walk the same streets as them, sit in the same dining hall as them, and just be under the same roof as them. I think it's a very unique position to be in, and for me the Commonwealth Games is the pinnacle in our sport, because it gives us that taste of being in that elite environment, but that elite environment that involves so many other different talents, and body shapes and skill sets, that we maybe take for granted because we are just on the netball court and throwing around a ball, but just to see some of the athletes and even some of the para athletes as well, it's a great environment to be in, and I think it's definitely something that stands out about Commonwealth Games.